You're listening to Swinging Down Under, a podcast about the swinging, non-monogamous lifestyle. From two crazy Australians with over 4 years of lifestyle antics to keep you entertained, informed, angry, happy and horny. Join our international swinging adventures.
G'day guys and welcome back. We are back on the airways officially. This is episode 100 of the Swinging Down Under podcast. We were going to do a special episode for number 100, but in true C&D style, we decided we're actually going to do that in a few different episodes. What we're actually going to do, and this was a recommendation from one of our Patreon followers, we're going to go back, we're collecting audio from some of our very early podcasts episodes from 5 years ago to a few years ago, and then today. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to break it down and have a conversation about how we have adapted in the lifestyle, what that's looked like for us, how we've adapted in our swing style, because we do think that today there is a lot of differences from 5 years ago. But enough about that. Today's episode is all about Secrets Resort in Orlando, Florida. Now, I actually had the opportunity to go to Secrets on my way down to Miami in January, and this is an interview with Erin, who is actually the marketing manager of Secrets Resort in, as I said before, Orlando. So that's what this episode is all about. Now, we had a problem with our podcast catches recently and our RSS feed, everything fell over. I'm happy to report we are fully back online. So thank you so much to everybody for your support during that horrendous time. I was very, very stressed that we'd lost an entire 5 years of a lot of hard work and effort actually to kind of put this out there and create all this content. So I'm really happy that we managed to get it back up and running. So here we are. So join us today. This episode will be an interview in two parts. First, we talk to Erin about the resort itself, what it looks like, what it costs, you know, and what to expect at the actual resort. And a reminder that this is actually the only on-premise, on-site lifestyle resort actually in the continental US. So it's one of the things that I've really been wanting to explore and try since we actually joined the lifestyle, because as you know, we have been to Desire. We have some interesting news coming up about Jamaica, but I won't let the cat out of the bag too soon. And, you know, we've experienced these holidays, but it is very expensive for us to get over there. It's time consuming. And I had the opportunity to actually go and explore something that was in the USA. So I really enjoyed that. And so that's what this episode's about. The second half is some questions that we're answering. So Erin and I start to break down some questions that we received from Twitter or from Swinging Down Under Instagram on the resort itself. And then we start to talk about some funny questions we got, like about hygiene and how to manage being an awkward swinger. So join us for this podcast episode. We really hope that you like it, and I'll be back soon at the break. Thanks, guys. All right, everybody, and welcome back. I am joined today by Erin from Secrets Resort, of course, in Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the podcast, Erin.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And finally, gosh, we've had some troubles. You know, on site, I was actually supposed to be sitting next to the lovely Erin recording this, and unfortunately we had not one but two sets of batteries go down on our portable system. So thank you for your flexibility. Thank you for coming online, especially with the time zone difference between Orlando, Florida and Singapore. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I'm very happy to do it. I love talking about secrets.
Excellent. So everybody, Erin is the marketing manager of Secrets Resort. And today we're going to talk all about secrets, of course, about the resort, what to expect, the rooms there, how the club works, all of that. We're going to get into some of those questions. We've got some feedback. We've got some Instagram questions that we had come through as well. So we're going to cover all of that. But before we get into the secret side of things, Erin, we want to hear about you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey through non-monogamy. Share a little bit with our listeners about, you know, who you are as an individual.
Well, so, you know, I've always been a very open-minded person and very, you know, open about my sexuality as far as, you know, playing with other women or, you know, just being very fluid. So my ex-husband and I apparently were swingers. I didn't realize it. I just thought we were very cool people and we had great friends.
That is so common today. You would be amazed at how many people say, I don't identify as this whole swinger thing. We just kind of, you know, we just have a little fun.
Yeah, exactly. And then it was, you know, once I actually met, you know, became familiar with the lifestyle, I kind of realized, I was like, oh, so that's what this was. But it was very nice to find such a supportive community of people, you know, because I always kind of thought that we were just different or strange or whatever. And it was really nice to be able to hook up with like-minded people and to be able to kind of, you know, talk through some of the, you know, uncertainties and issues that obviously couples come across.
And would you say since, you know, since you kind of were with that with your ex-husband and you kind of didn't realize you were part of the lifestyle, since now finding the community, since now exploring a little bit more and understanding there is some more resources, would you say that you are approaching it differently than perhaps what you were before?
Absolutely. Well, to me now I realize that it truly is a lifestyle as opposed to just a sexual encounter. One of my favorite aspects of the lifestyle is the intimacy that I have with some of the people that I've met. You know, both male and female. And it's lovely to be able to feel that love and compassion for another human being without it being a taboo thing or, you know, you're married. You shouldn't feel that way about somebody.
Yeah. And that's so true. You hit on that, you know, that big word, intimacy. A lot of people in the lifestyle maybe shy away from that. A lot of people shy away from the term love, you know, because they do mean very specific things. But I'm glad you brought that up because that is, as you said, it's a common misconception. It's not just necessarily about that sexual interaction. It's fantastic, but there's a lot, you know, more that can be found in this community. So that's great. And how long have you been, I'm going to say officially in the lifestyle because before you didn't realize.
About 4 years.
About four years.
Secrets was really my first experience with actually being in a lifestyle environment. And a lot of people, you know, it's people always ask me like, well, what did you think your first time? Were you nervous? But honestly, to me, it was kind of like finding my tribe. Like I got there and was just completely at ease and very, very happy. And ever since then, it's kind of been my escape.
That's fantastic. And do you, I mean, obviously because you work at Secrets, you play at Secrets. I mean, do you, with your partner or just separately, do you go online and meet people these days? Or are you just like, well, I've got, you know, so much opportunity in my backyard. Why would I need to do that? You know, do you find yourself doing both? We used to
definitely be more proactive about going online and meeting people. Now I think we've gotten, well, we know so many people just right here in the area, and Secrets is just under 2 hours from our house. So it's just far enough away where it's kind of like a nice little weekend retreat, but not, you know, right down the road. And I think also normally what we do is about once or twice a year, we try to pick an event, you know, somewhere, you know, West Coast or Houston, just to kind of get out and meet new people.
Oh, that's great. And experience other things. And I think that you can also, I mean, you as the, you know, the marketing manager can probably take a lot back from some of those experiences too and take
sure.
the good stuff and instill that back in. So not necessarily a bad thing when you travel, right? You get to meet new people and experience completely new
lovely.
Ways.
Oh, it's lovely. No, it really is. And especially since Secrets Hideaway was my first experience at a lifestyle venue or really at a lifestyle party. So it was very interesting to go to some of these other parties and these other venues and to see how things are different. And it always makes me miss Secrets because we're so free there with it being completely clothing optional and on-premise friendly. I've gone to other locations and been sad that there were so many rules.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you're used to that, you know, that can be quite a shock. You know, if you are going to other
sure.
places where it's, you know, pasties by the pool or things like that. When we've gone to parties, mm-hmm. same thing. You know, there's definitely differences between that freedom. And sometimes you don't even go nude. You know, it's just about having the freedom of choice, I think, isn't it?
Oh, no, absolutely. It's I think I probably, since I've actually been an employee there over the past 2 years, I probably go nude a lot less. Because, you know, when I'm there, there is a little bit of a different dynamic.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing your journey with us. But
absolutely,
let's get into it. So it's Secrets time right now. So, I mean, the resort itself. So I just visited. I went on the weekend after New Year's. I was on my way traveling down to Miami. By the way, everybody, I'm still alive. I drove on the opposite side of the car, the opposite side of the road. I'm here telling a story. So good luck, good job me. Pat myself on the back. And you guys are super close to the Orlando airport. You know, I came in. And it was, I'm going to say, a 20-minute drive.
Oh, yeah. It's right down the road. It's very convenient.
Super convenient. And as you said before, you know, an on-premise, lifestyle-friendly, clothing-optional resort right there in the USA. And some of the questions that we're going to cover today are about things like pricing and that sort of stuff because people are curious. You know, a lot of people hear podcasters
Absolutely.
Talking about, you know, Jamaica, they hear them talking about Cancun, Mexico, and look, those are pricey holidays. I'm not going to lie. You know, for Daryl and I, flights, you know, all the accommodation, it's expensive. And so I think that having an opportunity like Secrets in the US is a great thing, and I think people need to hear about it. So we're going to talk about that. But before we get into that, I mean, the history of Secrets, can you tell us how long's it been operating? How did it kind of come into its own?
Absolutely.
I mean, go through a little bit of the history.
It's one of my favorite stories, and it's part of what makes me so passionate about Secrets, because it truly has been a labor of love project that James and his wife Carmen kind of visualized and created. So about 10 years ago, after a trip to hedonism, or I think it was Hedo 2, James and Carmen came back to the U.S. and they really wanted to create something like that here, here in the States. And, you know, just a place where their friends could all come together in a safe, open environment and have that safe space. So originally he was, him and Carmen were doing parties, events, takeover events. And then he landed at Secrets. I believe it was a Ramada Inn. So I wasn't around at this point, so this is all hearsay, but that it was a Ramada Inn, and he was doing events there in the ballroom club area. And just as things progressed and evolved, he came into the position where he was able to purchase the resort. And it was like I said, it was a 1980s Ramada. And so it has.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with 1980s. I'm just going to throw it out there. Around about the mid-decade, too. That's a perfect spot right there.
Oh, yes, absolutely. No, I love the 80s. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, the resort at that point wasn't really a resort. The hotel was rough. It was, you know, it was from the 1980s. It had leaky air conditioners and, you know, yucky carpet and all of that. But as James was able to purchase the property so that it became, you know, their property to work with, the renovations have just been amazing. Just the 4 or 5 years that I've been a member, it's been an amazing transformation that I've personally witnessed. So that was one of the reasons why it was so important to me to be able to talk to people about it, because I think a lot of people have that perception where maybe they went 6-7 years ago and it was not a 5-star resort 6 or 7 years ago. But at this point, I really think it deserves a relook because it's such a amazingly unique place.
Yeah, but I mean, this, the same can be said about hedonism when you really think about it. I mean, back then, I mean, you know, you could go back 20 years in hedonism and there was power outages, you know, there was problems with the water and everything else. You look now and even today they're still renovating rooms there. So, I mean, along with, you know, time comes, yeah, definitely some changes. And I think along with the lifestyle and it becomes more open in the media, you know, more accepted by society as a whole. I think we are changing, we're adapting, and I also think therefore we do expect a little bit more. So it's great that, you know, James and Carmen are investing back into the lifestyle and back into the resort.
They really are. They have a whole renovation that's upcoming. I mean, we're in the permitting phase. I'm not sure exactly how much they want to talk about, but it's going to add a lot of amenities and a lot of value. A nice locker room, you know, bathhouse, shower area for people who aren't staying on premise, you know, so they can clean up after they're playing. An open air restaurant with a big outdoor stage and some new water facilities. So it really is going to be an amazing, amazing thing.
Now let's talk about, before we get into some of the more nitty gritty about Secrets, let's talk about what Secrets really is. So for everybody out there listening, if you're trying to visualize, Secrets, as Erin mentioned, is closed off from the public eye. You know, as you're entering Secrets, there's the entranceway, there's the reception area, and there's the buildings at the front, and Club Secrets is housed there. So if you were standing on the road, you cannot see into this property. You can see the front facade of the building. That's it. Now the building itself wraps around, and it wraps around multiple pools and hot tubs and a tiki bar and everything else. Erin, can you kind of give the people out there, you know, since you go there all the time, you work there, a visualization of what the layout looks like.
Yeah. So once you come in through the front lobby and enter into the resort, you're in a completely enclosed courtyard. It's enclosed by building on three sides and then a tall privacy fence on the fourth side. So it truly is like being in your own world. And so a lot of people feel very free to be nude there because obviously no one can see you. So you enter into, walk in through the lobby into the courtyard area. Then we have a heated conversation pool It's, you know, it's about waist deep. It's perfect for socializing and playing, you know, playing on the floats and playing with the beach balls and that kind of thing. There's also two 12-person hot tubs, which are lovely. They're one of my favorites. And a spa bar, a spa pool bar right there. So you can order your drinks, you can order your lunch. And then on the other side of the courtyard is Club Secret is off to the left, but then we have our regular full-size pool, and that one is not heated, so it's cold right now. In the summer, though, it's lovely. That ends up being the most popular place because everyone wants to cool off.
Oh, I bet. And then it's twice the size, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's in the summertime, everyone is on that side, and in the wintertime, everyone's on the other side. But when we, especially when we're doing the pool parties in the summer, you know, we have that the big tiki bar open. We have VIP cabanas, pool tables. On the weekends when we do our pool parties, our hosts are amazing. They play games and we have contests and giveaways and free shots. And we really try to keep it a high energy environment.
Yeah. And I think the other thing too is that what I like about this is the mix of the fact that you can stay on site. That's your choice. If you want to, you can get a room there. And we'll talk a little bit about the rooms in a second. Or you can, if you're visiting Orlando, visiting the local area, or you just want to come and have a look for your first time, you don't need to commit to staying. You can just come in and visit Club Secrets. I like the fact that you've got such variety there. Again, if you go off site, you go to another resort, you know, you go to Jamaica, yes, you can get day passes to Hedonism, but the cost of getting to Jamaica is there. And same thing can be said about Cancun, Mexico. You can't get day passes. So a lot of the time, these on-site resorts are a bit of a mystery. You know, they're shrouded in this, what is it going to really be like? And what I like about Secrets is that you can visit there, get a pass to go in and just use things like Club Secrets. You don't have to commit to the full experience.
Absolutely.
And maybe next time, if you like it, you can.
We have day passes available if you just wanted to come and lay by the pool and check out the hot tubs. Our Monday through Thursday day passes are only $5. So if somebody just wanted to come and, you know, have lunch by the pool and be able to relax, it's very affordable.
Yeah, and I have to say, so I do have some photos. I've got some photos and some videos of the rooms that I was staying in, guys, and I also have some photos of the property, of course, when there was nobody around, and the playrooms, which we'll talk about in a little bit, and also Club Secrets. So I'm going to actually add a blog to this podcast, and I'm going to highlight this in the show notes so you guys can actually drop in our website, have a look around. But, of course, do head to secretsfl.com because that's going to give you the gallery. There's a little 360 walk around there. It's a great site for actually visualizing what's going on. So I think that's fantastic. And so Secrets, Club Secrets, you also did some renovations and you got, again, as you said, you got more upcoming. I know we spoke, you know, maybe James and Carmen don't want to give it away, all of it, but we spoke on site about, you know, some additional bar changes in Club Secrets. We've spoken about upgrades to your playrooms and your kink and BDSM rooms, you know, some upgrades happening outside.
Yeah, actually, currently, as we speak, our BDSM dungeon is closed. It is going to reopen on March 14th, and there is a complete renovation. I don't even say renovation because they basically have just ripped out everything and redid it. So it's brand new. So a completely brand new BDSM dungeon. So we are really excited to see what they have planned because it's very tight secret. It's a secret at Secrets.
Secrets time.
So most of us don't even know what they're going to do. But it's very exciting.
And it was already, I mean, I got to tell you guys, this playroom, hands down, the playroom was the biggest I've ever seen and experienced in all of my travels throughout Australia, the US, everywhere, Europe, you know, Spain, wherever. This playroom was the biggest I've ever seen. And not only that, but the kink room is the biggest and at the time was the most equipped I'd ever seen. So the fact that you guys are renovating it kind of blows my mind because I was walking in there like going, holy hell, this is huge. And my God, look at all of this equipment that people can have an absolute blast on, you know.
When James gets an idea, though, he runs with it. So.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I'm very excited to see. I can only imagine.
Now so we've spoken about the resort. Let's pause a little bit. I want to talk about your staff and some of your policies because when I was there, you know, a big standard at these things too is, okay, well, it's clothing optional and you said you had the barriers and stuff, but, you know, how do you stop looksy-loos and how do you stop people from coming in? And this is really important to talk about, but first, the playroom side of it, there is obviously playroom attendance. What I also liked in the kink side of it, you actually have an on-site dungeon master certain hours of the day as well. Why have you guys chosen to go down that route? You know, why have a specific dungeon master at Secrets?
Well, see, we're truly focus on being a lifestyle resort. And that means being accessible and open to all aspects of the lifestyle and being able to help people experience and explore these different aspects. So I think, I know personally, the first time I walked into the dungeon room, I think it was even closed. There was nobody in it. I just walked in myself, you know, looking around. And I was overwhelmed just because that's not my background. I wouldn't know where to begin. But I love that they have a dedicated, dungeon master to walk people through that, to invite people, to help people explore those desires or those facets that they might not otherwise be able to experience.
And it's I noticed, and the reason I even know that you guys have a dungeon master, the person wasn't there at the time because you and I, again, we were walking through when it was closed.
Yeah.
the rules and information on the wall, again, you know, super important, as you say, not everybody knows, not everybody's in the lifestyle is necessary into that particular kink or those types of kinks. Uh-huh. And so they might want to explore, they might want to dabble, they might want to just dip a toe in. But oftentimes you've just got no idea. And so to have these rules, you know, on the wall, I thought was fantastic for our community because it does give a stepping stone into here's some of the expectations and the ground rules. But if you have any questions, you know, we do have this dungeon master on site and here's the hours of operation. And I really thought that was a unique proposition. I don't recall ever actually seeing that at a lifestyle venue or event before ever in my 5 years.
Oh, well,
so,
thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on now and let's talk about, so we've covered some of the renovations, we've covered kind of what you guys are doing. Let's talk about the actual events at Secret. So I was there for a couple of nights. I stayed Friday and Saturday nights. I did change rooms, and the reason I did that was because I wanted to explore a little bit about the different types of rooms, and this is where I want to talk about some of your themed rooms. So you guys, you know, obviously these villas are owned by different people, so they're investors, and these people come and occasionally stay. But some of the people get really into renovating their rooms. They get really into themed rooms. Tell us a little bit about some of your favorite rooms on site and why.
So honestly, it has actually become a joke because there's a couple different contractor groups that are working on the property, and they've become competitive with each other. So they almost try to outdo each other with the amount of upgrades and unique things. The showers that they are coming up with are just out of some sort of fantasy land. So it's each condo that I have been in recently, it seems like it is more and more upgraded. Most recently, I met the owners of 156 and 157, and Angela gave me a tour of that condo. It was brand new, just released into our rental market. And what was really unique about it, it's a side-by-side room, and there's a large marble countertop that goes through both rooms, but there was a wall partition that had been, you know, specifically designed where you could close off so you could make it two rooms. So you had the ability to have that big fluid space, but at the same time, you know, at the end of the day when everyone's ready to, you know, have their private moments, there was that dividing wall, which I thought was a really incredible thing. Actually, Angela really thought of everything. She had specific areas designated for luggage, and they were on rollers. So you just rolled out the drawer, put your luggage in, and just rolled it back. And they were specifically designed to fit, you know, the most common luggage sizes. And I just felt like that those were really nice touches.
I also staying on site, I didn't stay in any of the themed rooms. So I know what you're talking about. You're talking about more modern rooms, you know, rooms that have been really mm-hmm. well thought out. I know that some of the other podcasters have done, podcasts about their time at Secrets. And again, I'm going to link those in the show notes. So if you guys, there was a bunch of us that went in okay. January. If you guys want to go and have a listen to those particular podcasts, talk about their experience, please do, because they cover some of the stuff that I'm not going to be talking about today. But what I liked about it was that if you wanted to get some of those different themed rooms, you could too, you know, you could get a larger villa. But as you said, that room in particular that you're talking about now, I saw it on social media the other day and instantly my head went to, that is a fantastic room for two couples who are going together to hang out and, as you said, get some privacy later because, mm-hmm. you know, oftentimes, you know, we tend to travel in tribes. As you said, you know, you find your tribe. So it's not, I imagine it's not uncommon for, you know, rather than just a couple coming to Secrets, you probably get two, three, four couples kind of traveling together and those those options, you know, to have that room where they can open it up, they can party during the day, they can hang out, you know, they can have a bit of group fun if they want to, and then they can kind of close it. I love the fact that there's different options for whatever you're trying to achieve. You know, maybe you just want a single king room and you're on your own, that's cool. And other times you can get the queen rooms and the theme rooms and the Harley Quinn room and the motorcycle, the Harley Davidson room and all of that stuff, you know, it's kind of cool.
Well, and I also, I really do like that they kept some different levels. So we have the royal rooms versus the fantasy rooms. So the fantasy are obviously the more highly upgraded. But the royal rooms are still very nice. They have the upgraded showers, the, you know, the nice wet bar area. And then we also have the modestly upgraded rooms, which are, you know, more similar to a standard hotel room, you know, fresh, brand new flooring, you know, brand new painting, all that. But, you know, it's more, but more accessible to everybody. And that was one of my main concerns as a member when they first started selling out and everyone was doing these high upgrades. You know, it's being in the lifestyle is very expensive. So, you know, you don't want to price out, you know, people who enjoy coming to your establishment. So I really like that they kept that in mind and they kind of tried to keep some rooms in all of those different price points.
Absolutely. I mean, when Daryl and I travel to Desire, I can tell you we are entry level. I mean, the last couple of years we are entry level room people because we we don't spend a lot of time in the room. You know, it's pretty.
Exactly.
We shower, we sleep there. Like, unless you're hosting, you're back in your room. You know, the other villas are great to go for. You know, if you're going to get people back in your room, but if you're just there to experience the amenities, the club, everything the Secret has to offer, I got to tell you, I absolutely get it because, like I said, at the other resorts we stay entry level. I tell you what, we're like, what is the cheapest room available? We'll take it. You know, does it have running water? Does it have a bed? Fantastic. You know, so I agree. I think that the lifestyle is an expensive hobby. And as a result of that, when people are, you know, constantly talking about these larger resorts, people can feel, hold on a second, I don't have the funds, I don't have the financial capabilities to go. And that's where I think you guys fill a very important market gap, to be honest. You know, I think that we need to be able to open up some of these opportunities for everybody to experience. And I think that's where the day passes come in as well. You know, you can't experience it without needing to go a whole hog in, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people, the first time, maybe they don't want to go all in. Maybe they're, you know, a little nervous. They just kind of want to test it out. So it is really nice that we can offer that to them.
Yes, absolutely. Now, when people think about resorts, they think about like 24/7 entertainment and everything else, you know, that goes along with it. Obviously, Secrets is a little bit different in how we operate there, how you guys operate. So run us through kind of like, you know, your standard weekday, run us through your standard weekend, and then talk to us a little bit about special events. You know, you said you got before, you have some hosts there, you have some takeover events. Talk to us about kind of the plethora of opportunities people have to experience Secrets and where they can find that information. I know you guys have an event section, so let us know about that.
So actually, you're talking about the events that we have coming up. So we are open 7 nights a week, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Sunday, the Club Secrets is. However, during the daytime, bars are closed on Monday and Tuesday. So we have happy hour at our outside bars Wednesday through Sunday. The happy hour specials are $3 margaritas, $2 domestic bottles, and 2-for-1 drafts. So again, we're all about trying to keep it accessible for everybody. And on Monday and Tuesday, we're running a special. So it's $5 and that covers your admission and a special 1 day event entry or 1 day membership fee, excuse me. So I always tell people who are, you know, maybe they don't want to put the money into it right up front because it is, you know, once you buy the memberships and then you buy your event entry. And, you know, then you go out shopping and, you know, buy your outfits. It does get very expensive. So on Mondays and Tuesdays, it's only $5. Monday is our karaoke night. And I actually had the pleasure of going to one recently and we had a lot of fun. It wasn't a huge crowd, obviously, with it being a Monday. But I would say there probably were about 10 or 12 couples in the club and everyone is just, you know, socializing with each other, which makes it even better and singing and having a great time. And our Tuesday nights actually have become very popular because they are our LGBT nights. And one of our on-site staff, him and his friends, they do live performances, live drag shows.
Oh, so good.
And they're amazing. So that actually has become one of our most popular nights.
Oh, for sure. No, I did actually see your LGBTQI poster on the wall, and I mean, it looks amazing. And I thought to myself, gosh, I actually wish I was here during the week to experience that, mm-hmm. because it sounds like an absolute blast.
Yeah, that's such a nice night. Actually, we went to that. I've been trying to slowly go through all of the weekdays and, you know, actually physically go and see what's going on, because people do always ask me. And so we went last night, Thursday. That's our newbie night meet and greet. So that's one of the most economical ways, I think, to kind of get your foot in the door to see if you're going to want to, you know, if you're going to want to experience it, because it does come with a complimentary 1 month couples membership. Mm-hmm. So it's $45. That's your event entry. That's your complimentary dinner buffet, you know, access to all the amenities and playrooms. And then you also get that 1 month membership. So you can come back as many times as you want over that month and experience Secrets. So you do have the opportunity to, you know, kind of explore, because sometimes the first time you're a little nervous and maybe you didn't check out the playrooms. So
right, yeah.
I always suggest that people go to the Thursday night first, and then that gives them the flexibility for the rest of the month.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And what about I know that you guys have some event hosts that come and run specific events there. You know, what does that mm-hmm. look like on one of those days where somebody comes in to run that?
So every third weekend of the month, we have Oz Party comes in and they do their parties. And that is so much fun. They bring their host couples in. We do a room crawl. It starts at 6 p.m. And basically we have five or six host couples open their rooms and they do a specialty shot and everyone travels from room to room. We bring music. It's just a really great time. So the Oz parties are one of my favorite events. We have coming up April 3rd and 4th, Eye Candy is doing their first complete hotel takeover. They have been doing some parties in Miami and Houston, but now they're stepping up and doing a complete hotel, you know, resort takeover. And it's actually going to be a completely outdoor glow party. So I'm fascinated to see how this is decorated, because I can only imagine we have such a great courtyard and great space for that. So I'm very excited to see how they fulfill this concept.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've done a few glow parties ourselves, actually arranged them. We did a small bar takeover here in Singapore. And I tell you, the lights just for that one evening were around about $1,000. So it is not a cheap endeavor if they're going to light that whole courtyard. I mean, that sounds amazing. I look forward to seeing, I hope that they take some of the photos or some videos to show people what that kind of turns out. And I mean, a whole hotel takeover, you guys have so many rooms there. I was really surprised. In my head, I was thinking, you know, when I hear about Secrets, I thought, oh, maybe 30, maybe 40 rooms. I mean, what's the current count at the moment, Erin? How many rooms you guys have?
I believe there's 150 altogether, and just over 100 are in the rental market and completely renovated and good to, you know, open to the community.
Wow, that's crazy.
So we do have quite the capacity.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you're talking about these events, you know, Oz events or the Eye Candy events, if people are interested in coming along to this, do they contact those specific groups? Do they go onto your website? I mean, how do they go about coming to those events?
Our website is secretsfl.com. So, you know, secretsflorida.com. And that has a list of all of our events. And then also our Facebook page is a really great source of information as far as checking out the events and seeing, you know, who's going. We have a Facebook group, the official Facebook group of Secrets Hideaway is actually the official title. Mm-hmm. And that has been a really great resource for people to connect and get to know each other and plan meetups. And people who are a little unsure about coming into an environment that they're not familiar with are really enjoying this group a lot, because when they go to the resort, they feel like they already have friends, like they already know people.
They're ready to rent out villas. What is it, 156 and 157? Is that what you said?
Yes, there you go.
Oh, actually, fantastic.
262 is a big party suite. It's one of the new ones also. I haven't been personally in it yet, but we just rented it for the end of February to get together a big group of people lifestyle friends. Nice. So I'll report back about that.
Do let us know. All right. So Erin, we've spoken a lot about secrets. To roll back, I mentioned before staff as well, before we close this out. Guys, there is obviously security staff on site. You've got check-in staff. You've got your own toy company and lingerie supplier and everything on site there. That's Fair Villa. You've obviously got your staff inside the playroom. They're there to help you. They're there to talk about consent. Bartenders are fantastic. You guys have got it covered, right? So to close out that whole staff section. But Erin, we got some questions through. We got some questions through my Instagram. Okay. We've spoken about secrets on some of the forums, and you and I, we're going to cover some of these today. So I'm going to get into these with you. Are you ready to talk about some of these questions? Some of them are about secrets. Some of them are a bit random. So, and welcome to the break section of this podcast, which means nothing really, because technically you're probably just going to carry on listening. But if you were wanting to pause this, now would be the opportune time to do so. But I really don't think anybody actually does. So technically my music here in and out probably makes a little difference to you. But while I'm on the break, what I do want to say is thank you to some of the guys that came out and seen us at the resort while we were there. So we had a few locals that came and joined us, some old friends, some new friends, and we also had a number of other podcasters there. So throughout this podcast, you probably hear us referencing our naughty escapades, Casual Swinger, Euphoria Chronicles, Double Date Nation, of course, and Sapphic Swingers. So they also joined us on site. Now, those podcasts actually did a review, if you will, of their time on site, spoke about the weekend. So what I've done is I've put their links down in our show notes today if you guys want to go and check them out. So we'd love you to jump on and support them. Let's get back into the interview here, and now we're going to start talking about the random questions that we got on social media. So thanks very much for tuning in. I'm now going to go off of this random ad break that probably didn't need to be there in the first place. Cheers, guys.
All right.
Okay. So the first one is, you know, what are the charges of the Swingers Resort? And I know you've mentioned in there, you've mentioned some of the days are $5 entry. You've said, you know, the hotel rooms are different prices. That's a tough question to answer because you guys do, you know, you have different priced rooms. But if you were going to give an average, say an average of a weekday night, say Tuesday or Wednesday night, and then an average of a Friday night, what can people expect roughly to pay to come and visit Secrets?
Well, we are a members-only resort, so you must have an active membership to enable you to come to any of the events or to stay at the resort. So right now, our couples membership is $30 for 1 month, $85 for 6 months, or $145 for 1 year. And then the single ladies is $25 for 1 month, and the single man is $55 for 1 month. And actually, all this information can be found at secretsfl.com. And in the top right corner of the website, you'll see, and it says prices and rules. So those are the two like key components when people visit the site. I said, go there first for all your information.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then look at all the beautiful rooms and all that stuff.
No, fantastic. And as we said before, you know, going to some of these other locations can be quite draining on your wallet. So the fact that you guys have all these options, I think is, as you say, it's fantastic for the community as a whole. Now, we did have one. Neil is curious about the age range. You know, what is the age range that people are visiting both Secrets and the club? Because I personally experience this, and I have an opinion on this. They are different, you know. So talk to us about your overall experience.
I would have to say an average would be between 35 and 55, but we certainly have people on both sides of that spectrum. So I've seen younger, I've seen older, but I would have to say the core group would be maybe, you know, that 40s, that 35 to 55, that kind of, you know, adult, maybe children are grown away from home. We finally have time to play again.
That's most people, actually. You'd be surprised at the number of people we meet, and they're like, oh, God, thank God we can get out and enjoy life again.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. I have an 8-year-old, so I completely understand.
No, that's fantastic. And I, again, you know, when you're looking at some of these people from my perspective, I probably would agree. You know, there's always going to be a varied age range. And this is a question that comes up so often. You know, are we too young? Are we too old? Are we going to be the youngest? Are we going to be the oldest? You know, how can we make sure we're going to find like-minded people? And at parties, at lifestyle events, you do find it runs the gambit. So you have all types of people there. and that is age appropriate as well. I did find, of course, at club secrets, because people aren't staying on site, you know, during the day, the pool parties, the age range is different and is going to be different based on the different parties and the different hosts that are coming along as well. So keep an eye out on the events and see who's actually hosting them, because what you'll find is generally like for like. What I did find at the club of a nighttime, the age range did dip lower. You know, had a lot of people coming in just to experience it. And I think as a result of that, the average age range that was in the club secrets that night was younger than perhaps, you know, just your day to day, you know, because people are maybe they're just starting out, you know, they want to just come and experience and dip their toes in, and then maybe next time they'll come for the full experience all weekend long.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, we have started being able to advertise on one of the local radio stations, which I think is an amazing win for the lifestyle in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we have had some younger people, or people just coming just to come to the club. So it's really been very interesting. And so far, we've had really positive feedback from everybody.
Yeah, that is amazing, because I tell you what, getting any kind of advertising for anything lifestyle related can be really, really tough. You know, speaking from experience at a podcast and an event manager, yeah, it's hard. You know, people don't want to deal with you. So that is absolutely fantastic. Now, some of the feedback, look, let's eat the elephant in the room. You spoke a lot about, you know, some of the renovations that you guys are doing. You spoke about, you know, visiting Secrets 4 or 5 years ago. And in fact, actually, even fellow podcasters, Sapphic Swingers, again, I'll put the link up in the show notes, they spoke about the fact that they went a couple of years ago, they went again now, totally different. You guys have done a lot of renovations. I mean, for people that perhaps have visited in the past and maybe they had, you know, a version in their mind of older Secrets, pre-renovations, you know, dirty or things like that, you know, let's talk about that. So when you're dealing with these people, when you're talking to them, what would you like to say about the difference, I guess, you know, in a nutshell?
Well, so one major change as far as dealing with cleanliness concerns, as we decided to hire that out. So we actually have a cleaning service that they hire all of our housekeepers. And so that's all regulated through them, which I personally have seen an incredible improvement, just because that's a company that specializes in cleaning and in managing housekeeping. And so that seems to have worked out very well. As our security team is amazing. They are some of the best guys. I know that I'm 100% safe there. I've even been there on nights where, you know, I'm there single by myself, and I will go up to them and just let them know, hey, I'm going to go over here and hang out in the hot tub. You keep an eye on me. Oh yeah, no problem. It's just, it's always very open and, you know, very comfortable. So, there are, you know, there's growing pains. There's construction still ongoing. They're only allowed to work on the units during the day. But, you know, during the day, you will have a little construction noise on the week, or during the week, not on the weekends. So I do like to kind of warn people about that. You know, you might see a contractor or a work truck. The contractors who are on site are all screened and pre-approved, and they're, you know, we have certain approved vendors who are allowed to work on site. So there's no need to be concerned about privacy there. But, you know, it is, you know, you'll have a contractor hauling some new marble into a unit, yeah, and, you know, it gets scratched up on the floor. And
yeah,
so you do have some growing pains, but overall, it's been an amazing transformation.
Well, look, Erin, I was there as a single lady, you know, during my trip. I actually was there visiting as a unicorn, single lady. And so two things about what you just said. You spoke about the security guys, and I have to hats off. I actually spoke to three, over my course of being there for 2 nights, I spoke to 3 different security personnel at Secrets. All of them were lovely. All of them were respectful. Mm-hmm. I was there, I think actually one of them I even passed through, and I was topless at the time. You know, eyes were at eye level. Like they're just there to do their job. And I really respected the fact that they did not make me feel uncomfortable at any point. And even when I was walking back late at night from Club Secrets to my room to get a jacket for a friend, you know, they were like, hey, you know, are you good? And just checked in on me. And I thought that was really valuable. And on the contracting side, I also experienced that. You know, I saw contractors walking around, but again, I didn't feel like it was creeped out. Obviously, these people are just there to do a job, and so they're just walking past going, I couldn't care less what's happening in the pool area. I'm here to, I'm here to install this. You know, I'm down to the crunch line. I got to get out of here so I can go to the pub or whatever. You know, they could care less. So to me, as a person who was attending, I didn't find it disruptive. You know, in actual fact, I actually kind of am intrigued by it. You know, a few of us actually walked room by room on the ground level, and we're putting our eyes up to the windows going, gosh, how's this one done? You know, having a look around. So it's quite fun. I like it. All right, so let's move away from that side of things, and let's talk about some other questions that we got. So you and I got a funny question, and I wanted us to answer this together, just about the lifestyle in general. So the question was, how do you handle bad hygiene, right? So they said, unfortunately, we've encountered this with a lot of couples. How do you handle it? Erin, I would like, you know, you've been in the lifestyle now unknowingly for a few years now, you know, knowingly for 4 years. How do you guys handle, how do you and your partner, or just even you, handle bad hygiene with people?
So in my little, you know, my little go bag that, you know, you carry your essentials, your condoms and lubes and, you know, things, I always make sure that I carry, you know, some mints or the little Listerine breath strips. And I find that those come in handy, maybe in a situation where you're kind of, you know, getting intimate with somebody and maybe, you know, breath isn't the freshest. And we've all been there. I'm not faulting anybody. You know, we're drinking and having a good time.
Yeah. So, ate that taco at lunch, forgot it had onion and garlic in it. You know what happens?
Exactly. I mean, it happens. So I do always try to carry that with me. Also, when we're hosting in our room, I do put out hygiene wipes in the bathroom area so that it's readily available. People see it there. Hopefully they will use it. Honestly, I haven't come across anything that was an insurmountable hygiene issue. It's always been very, like I was saying, you know, bad breath because we were eating and drinking earlier kind of things. I haven't personally had anybody who was, you know, had some private hygiene issues. So I'm not really sure. I will let you know when I cross that bridge, though.
Oh, well, there you go. I actually did answer this on our IG stories, and I can tell you, Erin, I have experienced this. Not once. Gosh. This is not isolated. I've experienced this a number of times. And so this person asked this question, how do you handle bad hygiene? Look, I thought this was a fantastic question. You know, it's funny.
Oh,
sometimes,
absolutely.
Sometimes people steer clear of these a little bit awkward conversations. I'm here to tell you that Erin and I, we're tackling these questions straight on. So here's what I responded to these people. I always said, say no if you're uncomfortable. That's the first and foremost. That goes without saying, right? You say no if you're uncomfortable. Somebody walks up and they're unclean, unkempt, they're smelly, they're dirty, whatever. Just even the club, you know, club or a location you're visiting, say no if you're uncomfortable. Another thing that we like to do is shower together first, make it a bit of a playtime, get a bit sensual.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Yeah, you know, you can kind of make it a bit like, hey, let's go shower and I'll rub you down, you know. You know, you can do that a little bit, right?
Okay.
The other thing, to test the theory, you don't know if these people are smelly. You don't know what's going on. Get up close. Get in the nook of their neck. Smell what's going on, and see what you feel. Like, you know, that's a good one too. Does their breath smell clean? You said before, you know, you have some mints and things available yourself in your swinger go bag, but you put them out in your venue as well. So hopefully by displaying, you know, you're helping other people out, which is my last one. Lead by example. You know, some of the times if somebody wants to play with you, take a pause. Hey, tell them, I'm going to go back to my room. I'm going to shower. I'm going to clean up first. And hey, do you want to meet us in our room? We'll meet you in your room. We'll meet you in the playrooms, whatever. You know, lead by example. So if you're trying to get people to do that, just say, hey, this is what we're going to go do. We'll see you in half an hour because we're going to go clean up, brush our teeth, whatever, shower, you know, that sort of thought.
Those are all excellent suggestions. And when I need those, I'm definitely going to call on Kate.
Hey, look, and you can make it sexy, you know, like, hey, I'm going to go freshen up for you. I'm going to go put on some sexy lingerie for you. You know, it doesn't need to be like, I'm going to go shower because you stink and I want to get my BO away as well. And my breath smells like taco and onion and garlic for lunch. You know, it can be fun.
Oh, I love it.
Another one somebody said is it awkward for you as it is for us? And what they meant was swinging. You know, is swing awkward for you? Now, I'm going to tell you my response to this, Erin, and then I'll let you go. My response to this one was that having a podcast, I swear to God, people think we're in some kind of swinger advanced class just because we have a podcast. And I'm here to tell you, it can be awkward sometimes. It can be weird sometimes. You can be awkward yourself. Sex can be awkward. It's just one of those things. It's just human interaction, nothing to be ashamed of. So, Erin, would you say
that? Oh, I 100% agree with you there. Absolutely. Oh, I mean, I've kicked people in the face and I had a friend who he said, holy moly, I thought he called me cold and bony. We had a whole thing about it. I mean, we're humans. There is always going to be those moments. But I kind of think that those are the moments that I love the most, because those are the most humanized moments. And those are the moments that you actually will recall and laugh about.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. I mean, there's been so many times actually, and I am actually putting a podcast out there soon, Erin. I want you to listen to this next one, because it's going to be my top 10 swinger club fails over my 5 years in the lifestyle. I'm not going to give the game away, but I have a list. I made of a list of about 30, and I'm rating them as my top 10, and I'm doing a bit of a countdown, like a top 50 music hits kind of thing, but I'm doing top 10 swinger club fails. So
it's going to be amazing.
Oh, listening to that one. All right, so the other thing that we got asked, and this was actually asked by fellow podcaster Sex Uninterrupted from Canada, and they said, and they haven't had a chance to come to Secrets, they said, what is your number one tip for going to Secrets? Erin, I'll let you answer that one first, and then I'm going to come in and tell you what mine is.
My number one tip is to be open-minded and to smile at everybody. And you know why I say that? Is because that's what works for me. When I first started going to Secrets, I wasn't sure. I was a little timid, a little scared, but I just smiled at everybody, and everybody there smiled back. It's one of the most supportive groups of people that I've ever met. And to me, that went a long way in making my experience there a really pleasurable one.
That's really good advice, because actually, you know, smiling, body language, those types of inviting physical cues is actually what's going to get people interested to actually come over and have a conversation with you. You know,
for sure.
Standing there in a frame that is, you know, looking aggressive, standing there and with your arms crossed, closed off to people, is what's going to stop them. So, I couldn't agree more. I love that. My number one tip for going to Secrets is, you know, actually I got a couple of things, but head there and actually experience the whole thing. So I would actually say, if you've got an opportunity to stay over a night, definitely do so, to experience the pool parties, experience, you know, the bedroom and having your own room there, and then experience Club Secrets, experiencing things like the omelette that I consumed at, I don't know, it was like 10:30 or 11 at night.
Yes, we do offer a complimentary made-to-order omelette buffet on Friday and Saturday nights from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Yeah, I had it.
And let me tell you, those are vital.
I tried it because I was like, okay, I want to be able to talk about this on the podcast and actually tell the truth. It's very important to me. And I had one, and Erin, I'm going to tell you something. I had a second omelette.
Oh, yeah. Those omelettes are life at 2 a.m.
I had one, and then our friends were coming back, and I had a second one. I was like, I'm going to line up again. I'm waiting with my friends. And then I was like, oh, give me another one. It's cool.
They're just eggs. It's healthy. It's good.
So my number one tip, honestly, is to experience it. And a lot of people, you know, again, it's a no-pressure environment, because you are not stuck on this site for a week. You know, you haven't committed to the full experience. And so for me, it felt very comfortable that I could enjoy and explore as much as I wanted. Again, as a single woman, it's a little bit different when you're traveling. You know, you're become almost more aware of your surroundings. And and so experience as much or as little as you want. You know, you can head back to your room very easily if you're overwhelmed. But also, don't go in there and overthink things. You know, that's a big part of this too. You know, a lot of people are like, what do I wear? How do I talk to people? You know, what do I need to take? You know, what goes in my swinger bag? I think a lot of the times, because especially on podcasts and blogs, you know, we talk so much about like get your swinger bag ready, and because we're just trying to provide information. And so as a result, people get a little bit freaked out, like, shit, I don't have my stuff in order, and therefore I'm not even, you know, when I grow up, I want to be a real swinger. You know what I mean? Don't overthink it. Just go there. Just have a good time. You're with like-minded people, and talk to them. Find out about their experiences. Learn from their journey. Ask them and visualize what they're doing, you know, and go enjoy and join in on things. You know, we played a couple of games of cornhole and Connect Four there. It's a great way to hang out with people. Just really no pressure, low pressure environment during the day, couple of drinks and some games by the pool. I mean, honestly, it's just like you're hanging out at a normal resort, except people are actually going to come up and be friendly to you. I know, which sounds crazy, right? You know, as adults, we, you know, get so used to not talking to people. But that's my tip. That's my number one tip. Go there, experience it. It relatively, you know, economical to visit. You can actually go and experience it without breaking the bank, or like us, lobbing off an arm to get international flights and heading over to Mexico and Jamaica. All right, so before we head out here, Erin, so you're obviously looking after the social media aspect. You're on Instagram now. I know that you guys are big on Twitter. As you said before, you get your Facebook group. You know, you've got your website there, secretsfl.com. Is there any other ways that you want people to contact you other than that? Because I'm going to put all those links in the show notes.
Those are definitely our primary. We do have, we have a MeWe group for our more naughty members. Mm-hmm. And that's the official MeWe group of Secrets Hideaway. So that, gives a little more freedom as far as photos and whatnot. We're on Double Date Nation. We're on Quiver.com. We're on SAF Social, SDC, SLS. So really anywhere that you connect with your lifestyle community, Secrets is there. And normally if you are to message via social media, I'm the one who's going to answer, and I love answering questions.
That's all you. My gosh.
Definitely reach out to me.
I don't know how you manage that many. I didn't realize you had that much going on, Erin. I'm in awe. I mean,
I'm very busy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but I don't have to wear pants when I do it, so that's my major plus with it.
That's a plus. just a shirt and some flamingo slippers. That's what Erin's rocking today.
Exactly.
Well, look, I really want to thank you for the opportunity to come and experience Secrets and to talk to you today. You know, I think it really is important, as you said, to get so much information out there on the varied opportunities that people can explore in the lifestyle. It's not a one-size-fits-all. So thank you so much, Erin.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure having you and all your fellow podcasters, Casual Swingers and Double Date Nation and everyone. It was an amazing group of people. We really appreciated having you all there.
Oh, thank you so much. So if everybody out there, if you guys have the opportunity, Orlando, Florida, if you're in the area or if you're visiting, jump down, head to Secrets, please do, and come and report back. Let us know about your experience. In fact, we actually had another listener who went to Secrets the weekend after we were there, and they actually had their first ever experience at Secrets Resort. So that just gives you an indication of how comfortable they felt. So thank you, Erin. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kate. I appreciate you.
What's that you say? I'm back again after some random music interlude, and now I'm talking at the microphone again and into your ears, and you're wondering what the hell's going on and why I'm doing this. Really, I'm just rambling at this point. So thank you very much for listening to that interview. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you got something out of it. And if you do get an opportunity to go visit Secrets, that would be great. Report back. If you've already been there as well, let me know what you think. Let me know what your thoughts are. Send me an email, cnd@swingingdownunder.com. Jump on our website, whatever you want to do. Connect with us on social media. We'd love to hear from you guys. We will be back with a new couple of episodes now. We're going to talk about our top 10 swinger club fails, which is going to be a fun one. We've got, of course, the episode about then and now, kind of our swing style that we've adapted. We're also going to talk about age gap in the swinging lifestyle and the pizza challenge. So join us for the next couple of episodes. We're going to pump some out because we have been a little bit delayed from what we normally like to publish. So thanks again, guys. I hope you guys are having a fantastic 2020 so far. We'll be back soon. Cheers.